You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
A lot of people are really not happy with their lives. Take work, for example. According to Gallup's 2013 State of the American Workplace Report, which surveyed more than 150,000 full and part-time workers in 2012, 70% of working people are unhappy at work. Our guest today says this happens because people don't have a sense of meaning in their life. And he says to get meaning in your life, we need to connect with the hero inside of ourselves. I'm talking today with author and speaker Tony Edgell. Welcome to Full Power Living. We make your life easier by helping you understand the power and importance of human emotions. We offer you a wide variety of guests and topics as we explore emotions in every part of life. So check our broadcast on blogtalkradio.com and emotionalpro.com, and also be aware that we distribute the show through iTunes. Well, by listening to his own heart, Tony Edgell discovered the strength to leave his corporate job and achieve the life he was dreaming about. In his so-called new life, Tony inspires and empowers people to find their purpose and realize their dreams. You can find him at tonyedgell.com on the web, T-O-N-Y-E-D-G-E-L-L. He's the author of the newly released book, The Hero Inside You. And he's also a popular guest speaker, a youth advocate, a champion for men and women everywhere to break the shackles of a meaningless job and to leave behind selling your soul for money and living instead in a life full of meaning and passion. He says, our heart is inside of us, screaming to be heard. And today, Tony Edgell is helping us to hear. Tony Edgell, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Right. Okay, let's dig right in. What's your definition of a hero, and why do you believe it's important that we find the hero inside of ourselves?
Great question. My definition of a hero is someone that follows their heart and does what their heart or intuition is telling them to do. And why it's a hero is because two reasons. You're going to be of service to the world. Whatever your heart or your intuition is telling you to do, your number one goal will be of service to this world and everything else. And the second thing is, it will be the opposite of a lot of people, the majority of people. You will be doing the opposite of the majority of people. So it's not the easiest thing in the world. It's what I call the hero's journey, figuring out and doing the opposite of what we've been taught and what we've been trained and what everyone else is doing can be very challenging.
Well, now I've read your book, so I have more of an idea, but if I were listening to this show, I'd say, why do we want to live a life that's opposite of what most people are doing?
I hate giving short answers. I'm going to try my best not to give a short answer, but it is a short answer. Tony,
just let me tell you this. One of the advantages of being on an hour-long show is you can indulge yourself just a little bit, okay?
Well, because you feel, the number one reason I'm going to say is you feel amazing. You feel great. You feel great. I think what we're really not, majority of people are not tuned into and what they're not tuned into is how they're feeling. And I think that's why, like, alcohol and drugs and everything we numb ourselves with, shopping and food and eating, we actually numb ourselves because we're numbing our feelings. But we're here to do something in this world in purpose and passion. And when you're doing it, the best way to explain it, you're alive. You feel so alive. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, if I was saying, hey, be of service to the world and be, there's something inside you that wants to be of service to the world, but you're going to feel like crap. It's not a very good, I could see why people wouldn't want to do it. But you're going to be alive. You're going to feel alive When we're in survival or scarcity, we're not alive.
Well, that that makes sense to me, and since I'm known as the emotional pro, I really like the concern you have with the fact that we don't we have learned not to be tuned in to our feelings. You talk a lot in the hero inside of you, in the hero inside you, I'm sorry. You talk a lot about programming and the programming that we grew up with. I'm assuming that's what's there in place of us listening to what we're feeling. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then you can see it's my second chapter in the book, and I think it is the absolute most important thing for people to understand is our thoughts and how they work. When you understand that, then you're like, oh, okay, like a big light bulb comes on and you really start, it becomes easier to follow your heart and your soul inside of you. And what I mean by that is our thoughts, when we come into this world, we have zero thoughts. We're an empty vessel when we're a brand new baby. So why do I think different than most than everyone else, and everyone else thinks different to me? You and I think different than each other. It's because of everyone we've been in contact with in our whole life. Since to about teenager, I should say. People like parents, relatives, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, teachers, coaches, religious leaders, and the real big one, society. And what I call society is our TV, the TV set. We learn, our thoughts are learned by that. And the second thing is our experiences and our experiences we have. And what I'm getting at is we have thoughts inside of us that we listen to that are disempowering us from actually listening to our intuition, our heart inside of us.
Yes, I can certainly agree with you on that. So they're disempowering us. And I would, you know, based on how I started this question, I would say that the issue is that we get disempowered because those thoughts don't allow us to listen to our own heart or our own intuition.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's blaring. It's in our heads. It's all we know. We only know how to use the rational mind. That's where our whole world is. You know, listening. You know, to your heart and your intuition is a whole new way. But it's what we were here to do. It's what we were born to do.
Right. You know, before the program, I was talking with producer Paul about something I did many years ago. I looked around me and I found that most people were running their lives on the basis of their brains. This is what I should do. This is what I should not do. This is what someone else expects of me. And I thought to myself, you know, if I ran my life on the basis of my feelings and what I want to do, I might just offset a few of those people that are running their lives from their brain. So I set up this task for myself to not do anything unless I wanted to do it, unless my feelings told me. And it was a very difficult thing to do. It took me nearly 2 years. And I certainly upbraided myself a lot, you know, like, what are you doing? Are you sure this is going to work? But I stuck with it, and it finally clicked, and I moved over. And now I'm turning 72 this month. I've been running my life on the basis of what I want and what makes me feel good for many years. And it's easy now, but it wasn't when I first got there.
Good for you. Good for you, and happy early birthday. That's amazing.
Thank
72.
You.
It's called living in the flow, right? You're living
right
in the flow of life. You're,
uh-huh.
You know, it's... And we're not taught that. Actually, we're taught the complete opposite of that. We're taught to suppress our feelings and everything else. But, yeah, that's when life is beautiful. Good for you.
Thanks. Well, it wasn't easy, but I just couldn't keep going.
It's called the hero's journey. But
yes.
It's worth it, right? It's worth it. That's what I say. It's
so definitely worth it.
I just wrote a blog article on that. It's funny you say that. And it's called "There Is No Staples Easy Button to Live in Your Purpose." There isn't. It's not easy, and anybody that's telling you easy is that it's easy, run from them. But, oh, my God, is it worth it? It's so worth it.
Yeah. Well, so your campaign, really, with your book and your speaking and coaching and so forth, is really to set people on that journey and encourage them to start it and also to keep going on it. So I'm wondering if you will tell our audience, what set you on the path of searching for the hero within yourself?
Wow. What set me on the path is I had one of those days where I just, a wake-up day, where I actually looked back on my past and I just, everything started coming to me, like just coming to me, where I was in high school and I was a high school bully. And this stuff started coming to me this day, and I just started thinking about it, where I was a high school bully and had anger problems, getting into barroom fights and things like that. And then I thought about me going to a job every day that I was a great job. Treated me amazing. Great people, great job, great money. I couldn't have a better job. But I didn't like it and had no meaning in that. So all this just came to me one day where I was thinking about it. So I went on a very hero's journey, soul-searching journey, and I didn't know at the time where I really wanted to find purpose and meaning and transformation and why was I like this. So that's exactly why this all happened to me.
Mm. So where did you look? I know that that's not really in your book, but my curiosity is there. Where did you end up looking?
For
help you,
enlightenment, spirituality, purpose, or is that what you're asking?
Yeah. What did you look for that helped you connect with your hero self? How did you find it?
I'm laughing because I looked everywhere. I looked everywhere, and you name it, I looked and was experimenting with everything, and that's why I condensed this into 90 days in my book, but I really looked at stuff, a lot of soul searching and reading books and putting it all together and things like that. But I just was on a major search, that would be the word for it. A lot of reading, a lot of getting in touch with myself and things like that.
So another thing you say in your book, I see why you were laughing about that. You have to turn over, sort of like me going shopping. I've never been involved in shopping. If I go to a store, I can't just go to a rack and say, oh, this will look good on me. I have to try on everything in the store so I know.
Right, right.
It means I don't go shopping very much.
And well, I didn't realize, of course, when you're doing this, you don't really realize what's going on. But now looking back, now it's making me laugh. Yeah, I did a lot of digging and a lot of searching.
Uh-huh. Well, that's part of the hero's journey, though, isn't it? That we if we have lost track of who we really are, which is what you're talking about in my parlance, then we have to do some digging, sort of like an anthropologist. Somebody looking through some ruins or something. We're trying to find ourselves. We have to sift through a lot of stuff.
Yes. That's a good way to say it. And the second thing is life. Life will show you. When you start on this journey, life will give you experiences to learn from. You're on the journey, you're going to learn from experiences, and you maybe not at the time they won't be fun, but afterwards you're going to be like, I get it, I get why I had to go through that or why that happened. It was a learning experience. Life will definitely give that to you.
Well, that's interesting, Tony. What I have taught, what I've lived by and taught people as a psychotherapist for many years is that our earth is a big giant school and every experience we have is an opportunity to learn. So I certainly agree with you. And how great would it be if people embraced that and every time something came up, we learn? Would we not go on the hero's journey a little more easily?
Absolutely, and that's why I'm letting people know. Yeah, and that's I agree with you 1,000,000,000%. That's why we're here. Sometimes it's hard to understand that or believe that, but that's what we're here for. It's a learning school. It's
yeah, and
our soul's evolving.
The interesting thing that I've discovered, Tony, tell me if this is part of what you see too, is that we keep getting these various things that we need to learn. They get presented to us over and over again, maybe in a different form. And we have the option to not learn them, but it doesn't make any of it go away. And every time it comes, it's a harsher learning. Have you seen that?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. I'll be honest, I don't see it too much with myself. I'm not bragging. Thank goodness gracious, I'm a pretty good learner, actually, thank goodness. Uh-huh. But I have observed that in other people. Yeah, and it's a shame sometimes. It actually turns into, you know, it's what is little knock sometimes, a little knock, and next thing you know, it's a hammer going up against your head sometimes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that 1,000,000%, yes.
Good, I've had that hammer. Well, the good news, though, is that what I've observed is the instant you learn whatever lesson it is, it's over, and you're free to go to do other things.
That's pure, beautiful freedom. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so now you say that becoming a hero means that we connect with the purpose and passion and meaning in our lives, and that the hero doesn't follow what culture says, but doesn't just go along or follow programming, and therefore, as you mentioned earlier, it's a very different journey. You're not having the same kind of life as a lot of other people have. So that means we probably need to talk a little bit about courage. What kind of courage does it take to be on the hero's journey?
Oh, my favorite subject. Lots of courage. But here is the good news. Here's the great news. And I call it, you see in my book, I call it your courageous heart. I have a chapter called Your Courageous Heart, and I talk about how courageous your heart is. Here's the good news, though. It's like anything else. You can build your courage. You can build it like going to a gym. You build your muscles up. You know, it might take a while to build your muscles up, but you build them. Same with courage. Courage can be built. It's built up every day, and you have to build it. And the way to build that is start listening to your courageous heart, your intuition inside you. And I'm going to give you an example. On your audience tomorrow or today or wherever, whenever, you might be in a crowd of people, and all of a sudden you hear this little thing inside you, and it's never loud, and it might not even be a voice. It's just like a feeling. I would call it more of a feeling. But it'll go, you know, you'll know inside that you want to say hi to somebody, some stranger, just say hi and give them a big smile. But then you're going to be fighting this upstairs. You're upstairs, your thoughts and everything else. And upstairs is going to be going, you don't know this person. It's a stranger. Look at them. They look so unhappy. Look how, you know, or, you know, they're not going to say hi back to you. You're going to hear all these stories upstairs, Don't do it. Oh, you're going to look so dumb to this person. They're going to, you know, all these stories. But when you do it, that's starting to use your courageous heart. And every day you start doing little things, just small, easy little things like that, and it keeps building and building and building. Now, is it easy that first day or the second day? Will it be easy that first day? No. But when you're past it, it's like, oh, wow. It's like anything else. It's like, oh, I get it. That was great. And it starts building.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know, because as I was reading and thinking about that, what I realized is that after you follow your intuition and utilize that courage for a while, it no longer feels like it's courage. It's just the way you are.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
I love that. I've never thought of it that way. That is so true.
I know.
Well, the truth.
I sometimes have people tell me, oh, you're so courageous. And I go, I am. It doesn't feel like I'm courageous. It just feels like I'm doing the thing that's right for me. You know?
That is beautiful. That is so true. And it's what a way to live your life. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, and you look courageous, I guess, to other people. But, yeah, it's just then you're called, you're being free to be who you are instead
right.
of what the stories are telling you. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So if you want to put that in one of your speeches, just tell them where you got it from.
I'll do that. I never thought about that before. I love that. Yeah, it just becomes, and that's what's really needed. You're right. I never thought of it. It just becomes like breathing or walking then, like anything else.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool. We're up to our first break. I'm talking today with Tony Edgell, who's author of The Hero Inside You. We're talking about why the best thing we can do for our world is to raise our energy vibration and live with passion when we return here on Full Power Living.
How difficult is it for you to ask directly for what you really want? To take responsibility graciously and willingly for your mistakes? Or to relate with others because it's fun instead of because you need something from them? Most people believe manipulation and codependence are normal behaviors for adults. They may be common, but they're not normal. Manipulative behaviors really are designed to be part of childhood, to be put away as things of the past when we become adults. So, if you're ready to let manipulation and codependence be part of your past, then get the mini course I've created for you, Ending Codependence, The Bottom Line. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, offering you a formula that you can follow for creating healthy, manipulation-free, and lasting intimate relationships. I also give you the tools and principles that you can use to develop lasting immunity to codependence. Get Ending Codependence today at www.emotionalpro.com. That's emotionalpro.com.
All right, welcome back to Full Power Living. I have a few announcements. Next week, we continue our exploration of our heart and its role in our life and its message when my guest is Baptiste Dupont, who is author of The Power of the Heart. Instead of signing on to be a big-time international lawyer, Baptiste listened to his own heart and struck off around the world to talk with famous leaders and teachers. He became a movie maker and then wrote a book on what he learned. He interviewed people like Maya Angelou, Eckhart Tolle, Isabel Allende, Howard Martin, Gary Zukav, Neil Donald Walsh, and Marianne Williamson, to name only a few of the people he interviewed, and it promises to be a fascinating discussion. So join me next Thursday, December 11th at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and come and continue your expansion on what you know about the heart, which is our most powerful organ. I want to draw your attention to the fact that things are heating up at the CCFL Global Academy online, where 30 other experts and me, 31 of us all together, on life, family, living, emotions, and parenting have come together to provide you with the help you need to keep your life on track for the nominal fee of less than $30 a month. So I'll put the link up on the chat. I want you to check out the Global Academy. I'm a founding expert, and I really look forward to having you participate if this material speaks to you. Also, go to emotionalpro.com to sign up for our mailing list, and we'll send you our biweekly announcements of upcoming Full Power Living programs and also information about all the various projects I'm involved in, emotionalpro.com. So my guest today is Tony Edgell, who is the author of a book, The Hero Inside of You. So, Tony, I know you've written quite a bit about some of the things that you learned, but once you discovered that there was a hero inside of you, and once you dedicated yourself to the hero's journey, what is the most significant thing you've learned for your own life?
Most significant thing I learned for my own life would be that's there it is. It took me a little bit to come up with this one. There it is. You know, when you're living not from your heart, when you're living not from your heart, when someone says something about serving other people or serving mankind, it's like it doesn't sound good to you. At least it didn't sound good to me. I remember other people talking about this, being of service to people and being all this. I'm like, wow, I want to be of service to myself, I would think. Oh, my goodness gracious. There is nothing in the world that's better than being of service to your mankind, being service to this world. It's just, it's what we are built to do. Our mind upstairs, our thoughts are going to tell us something different, but that's what we're built to do. That's what we're, that's in our, inside of us. That's what we're here for. And that was my biggest learning, how great that is. Of the we instead of the I.
That's really beautiful. I like that. You bring to mind that over the years, as I've been a psychotherapist, when people are really depressed or going through a tough time, one of the first things I suggest they do is to do selfless service, what I know of as selfless service, which is service that you don't expect you're going to get anything back for. But of course, you always do.
Go ahead. Nope.
All right. I just wanted to go into the five, you have five ways to find passion, purpose, and meaning in life. And we've already looked at changing the thoughts that we inherit in life, which is what we were talking about with patterning. But the second one is to maintain a questioning attitude. And you include, when you talk about that, you include a story about Rosa Parks. Tell us what you mean by maintaining a questioning attitude.
Our thoughts from above, our thoughts that I keep talking about that we've all had, does one thing for us. It makes us very complacent. It makes us very, we go along with it. There's not a questioning attitude. We sort of just allow everything to go, you know, whatever. And inside of you, there's a questioning attitude. And yes, man, my heroes, Rosa Parks, Gandhi, Martin Luther King, what did they all do? They questioned authority. They questioned, they had a questioning attitude. Now, that don't mean being radical, rebellious, you know, whatever, shooting up the place or anything. I'm not saying that. You can do it in a beautiful, peaceful way. And all our heroes showed us how to do that. And I believe in each and every person, there's something that they just are not content with. And it's like a questioning attitude deep down inside. And when you use that and find out what you're really for, oh boy, then you start, then life starts getting very, very, very juicy.
Wow. Wow. Now, that seems to me that it ties in with another statement that you make, that empowerment comes from being curious and aware instead of knowing and unaware. And becoming a hero is about empowerment. Talk to us about empowerment and how that ties in with this questioning attitude.
Empowerment is like you just said, empowerment is starting to just realize that, man, wow, maybe my thoughts don't have all the answers. And to dig inside and make some changes with yourself, make some changes and realize, wow, like, you know, I'll give you an example. There's, you know, have you ever been around, you know, a radical political person, like whatever, Republican or Democrat, and they just have all the answers and know everything?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the opposite of what I'm talking about. You know, there's wisdom inside of you that knows the real truth inside of you, but it's a curiosity. It's a finding. It's a being curious about it, and then it's the empowerment. It's just like, wow, making changes to find your power inside you.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tony, some of my listeners probably heard this already, but when I got into my early 30s, I realized that I was not empowered. I didn't have power functioning in my life. And my father was a military man, and he was very physically, you know, he spanked and hit and beat and whatever. So I realized that I had given up power because I didn't want to have power the way my father had it. That's the way it seemed power was power over other people. And so I set about looking for finding out what else power could be. And I found out, and I think this ties in with what you're talking about, the hero's journey. I found out that true power is the power I have with myself, not with anybody else.
Oh, another good one. I love that. That is so beautiful. And, you know, that's an interesting story because I was the opposite. I was more like your dad. I thought power was being the alpha dog on the block. That was, you know, what we've all been programmed, but the alpha dog in the block. And I was sort of like your dad until I realized, no, that's not true power at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and when you go on the hero's journey and you connect with that power that you have to be in charge of yourself or work with yourself is another way of looking at it, your deep self. That's a power that is just miraculous. Nobody can ever take it away from you, and you can do almost anything.
Yes, absolutely. It's limitless. Let's put it that way. There's
uh-huh.
a limitless. Is that a word?
Limitless. Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, inside of you. Absolutely.
So, the third main way that you talk about for finding our inner hero is to ignore fear. And it goes along with the statement you make that the hero understands that feeling good and being happy has nothing to do with what's going on in the world, but it has everything to do with who they are as a person. I don't quite understand ignoring fear. What do you mean by that?
Well, like my story before where, you know, where your intuition is going to be telling you to say hi or hello to somebody, but your mind or your fear upstairs is going to be saying, oh, I don't know this person, or don't say hi. And it's fear. It's real fear. It's going to be like, oh, what are they going to think, or what are they going to say? It's fear. It's actual fear. Yeah, it's getting past that. It's going to be to a point. And that's what's funny is, you start day one there, and then day 108 could be, I want you to write you have a feeling inside it's time to write a book. And you're going to have to again, you're going to be dealing with a lot of, like, I can't write a book. Who am I? Oh, my, I can't even write. Like, this was my story. My story was I can barely write. What can I write about? The whole, I went through all this. All this fear upstairs. Or it could be another story. It could be, you know, somewhere your intuition could be going, you know, this job is no longer serving you. It's no longer serving you. It's time to go. And, you know, you're going to have upstairs is going to be gone. Oh, wait a minute. This is my job. This is everything. You know what? It's going to be, oh, I won't be safe. I'll be out in the street and everything else. And it's a learning to ignore this fear. It's definitely learning to ignore. Because that's what our mind is really, it's there. I call it an overprotective mother. It's just there to protect us. Its number one function is survival and keep us safe and protection. It knows zero, absolutely zero, about living a purposely passionate, meaningful life. It knows nothing about that. It only knows one thing. I'm going to keep you safe. That is my job, to keep you safe, like an overprotective mother.
Well, that helps me to understand. For many years I talked with people, to take us back to something we talked about before, that courage is feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And that's the way I'm understanding you. Even if the fear is present, go ahead and do what's in your heart to do. I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is a good fear. There's a fear that don't go in this dark alley at 3 a.m. in the bad part of town, you know, something like that to keep you safe. You know, there's a time to listen to it. I'm not saying that, but there is a time to ignore it, time to definitely put it aside and realize that's just part of it. Everybody in the world has it, and everybody that's living with purpose, passion, and meaning, put it to the side and ignored it.
I'm going to add something here and see if it fits for you. What occurred to me as you were talking just now is that the fear you want to ignore actually comes from a different place than the fear of don't go into this alley at 1 in the morning.
Wow.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Maybe not for a new person just beginning this journey, like learning to start listener intuition or a heart, but yeah. When you're doing it for a while, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You definitely know the difference. And like you said, it's like anything else. It becomes easy. You're like, when you start hearing that, it gets comical, actually, to me. I start laughing when I'll be like, you know, I want to do something, and I'll start hearing these voices upstairs like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I'll laugh at them sometimes and go, oh, my word, here you go again.
That's interesting. All right. Well, as we're talking about this, one of the things that I've worked with a lot as a therapist is this whole business that people don't really like change. They don't like taking risks. And it seems to me you can't really go on the hero's journey unless you're willing to take risks and get out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is the key to it. And first thing to understand is what your comfort zone really is. It's all your thoughts again. If you can't realize how important understanding your thoughts are, it's how I think it's key to understanding everything. But it's your thoughts, and it's like a cage that your thoughts have. And when you go outside of those thoughts, outside of those, that's outside of your comfort zone. And what that is, let me give you a story. Say when you were young, and at maybe 6 years old, you get bit by a dog. And your parents said, stay away from dogs. You know, they're dangerous and everything else. That would stay with you forever. And as an adult, if you wanted to start actually being around dogs and petting them and everything, there'd be a lot to get past your comfort zone. A lot to get past that comfort zone. But your comfort zone, it's your thoughts, and other people are fine with dogs. And the other thing about the comfort zone is comfortable does not mean happy or joyful. Not at all. It just means comfortable. It has zero to do with happy and joyful. And again, what I'm going at is just picture someone that is going to a job for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years that they don't like, but they're comfortable. They're comfortable. Anytime they think about leaving that job, they're going to have that fear monster kicking up and going, oh my, you know, you can't do it without this job. This, you know, wow, you go to another job, you ain't going to make it and everything else. And you're just going to have the fear monster going inside your head. And it's amazing. I think that is the best illustration of a story ever. You can go on a job for a long time you're comfortable with, but you're not happy or joyful with it.
So let's go further into work, because you make some powerful statements in The Hero Inside You. You say, for example, the conditioned mind is programmed to work ourselves to death just to prove that we were successful and valuable. And what do most people sacrifice for that? Time with family and friends, health, joy, and peace. And often we're left feeling like failures because we think we should be doing more. That's a pretty powerful statement about how we so frequently relate to work, and yet I know it's true.
It's that word. I love that word, successful. We're all, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people are chasing that word successful, but we don't even know the definition of successful. Like, I want to be successful, and we don't even know what the finish line is. So it's like a carrot. It's like a carrot in front of a horse or donkey pulling a trailer, and it's that constant carrot or horse, and there's no finish line whatsoever. We just keep the carrot in front of us. To be successful, we never even know what that word is. It's a crazy word that we just can't even define.
I had this thought, so I'm going to follow it up as I was preparing for the program. My question is, are you working more or less now than you did when you were part of the corporate world?
Well, depends on what you call work.
Exactly. You got it. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. The best way I can put it, yes, probably am I working more? About the same, maybe. I would say, about the same, maybe. I call it about the same as far as what we call working on my business or working, on my purpose. But there's, I don't have a line anymore between work and play or business. It's like everything's even to me. Like, that's all my whole life. It's just very, very even. There's no weekends or no this or that. It's all, everything's like linear. Everything's the exact same. Mm-hmm. It's all play.
Right. So it's integrated and it's moved from whatever negative was there to the positive. It's like some people go, oh my gosh, you do so much. And I go, yeah, but it's all stuff I want to do.
Right. Absolutely. And I will say the only other thing I really, really, really notice is how fast time goes now. Uh-huh. Oh my goodness. An 8-hour day at my job used to seem like forever, ever, ever, ever. Now I get up in the morning and I swear I blink my eyes and I'm going to bed again. It's like
That's great.
Time just, I'm telling you, time didn't move at work. It just didn't move. It was unbelievable, you know, especially the last 10 minutes or whatever. Now it just flies by. And I, you know, the best way to put that, I thought about that, is when we're actually kids out playing. When we're outside playing and we're kids, you know, playing outside, Remember how fast time went. Oh,
right.
My gosh. Lord, it was just, that's how life should be. It's just constantly, like you're in the now. It's just flying. It's where you don't even really think about it too much.
Right.
It just goes.
Right. Good. That I thought that would be the response I would get from you on that question, because that is the thing that happens, is you get into the flow, just like when you're a kid, and you just love every minute. There, it's hard to tell, is this work or is it not work? All right, so we're up to our second break, Tony. How does a hero relate to making mistakes? My guest, Tony Edgell, and I will be talking about making mistakes when we return after this message.
As a parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com.
We're back talking today with Tony Edgell, who's author of The Hero Inside You. Check him out. Get your copy of the book at TonyEdgell.com. That's TonyEdgell.com. So, Tony, I want to give you a little feedback about your book. You were mentioning earlier that you struggled a bit in writing because you didn't think of yourself as a writer. But I found your book really quite engaging. You have obviously done research where you have some very relevant quotations from well-known people and even not so well-known people. You give interesting stories like the story of Rosa Parks, and you write that really well. And then at the end of each chapter, you have suggestions for what a person can do, and also an affirmation, things that you say to yourself out loud, such as, I am divine consciousness, I am service, I'm feeling good, I'm accepting myself and others, I'm living life to the fullest. You have that. Plus, you have all the information and the challenging that you're doing as you show your reader what hero is like, what heroes do, and what needs to be given up in order to get there. Now, another interesting thing you've done in writing your book is at the end of each chapter, you say, now that you've read this, go here, and there's a recording for you. And you go there, and there's a video that everyone I looked at anyway was involved with music. And it was almost like a little gift or a reward that you get. And the very first one was James Brown, I believe, I Feel Good. And it just felt like a little gift. How did you get into giving these little gifts to your reader?
First of all, I would like to say, a couple of things before I get to that. First of all, do yourself a huge treat. I don't know the chapter number, but go to the chapter Cooperation or Competition and watch that video. It's not a musical video. I will just say, by far, my favorite video, by far. And
that's
the second thing I want to say.
Chapter 6. I've got
chapter
the book
6,
here.
Yes. Uh-huh. Go to that video when you get a chance. By far, and oh my gosh, does it go with the chapter. Oh, I'd love that. You'll thank me. And the second thing I'd like to say, I was really laughing when you were saying about the quotes. Though, aren't those quotes just absolutely amazing? And you know how easy that was for me?
No.
95% of those quotes came right to me. And what I mean – I would be working on a chapter, and all of a sudden, you know, later that day, I'd pop on Facebook, and within 22 seconds, there would be a quote, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. That works perfect for my chapter. 95% of my quotes happen that way. So the universe corresponding with me, you name it, it happened that way. And to answer your question, I started chapter one that way of just getting a video, giving affirmations, and giving how a hero actually advice on what a hero would do, like a recap. And I never thought it would go any further. And next thing you know, chapter two, I'm doing the exact same thing. I'm like, wow, this video would go great. This affirmation would go great. And here is something I'd like to see. And I call that Habits of Heroes is what I call it. Habits of Heroes, and they are Habits of Heroes. And next thing you know, chapter three, and it just kept building and building. It's like, oh, these videos would just come to me. They would, like, just come to me, like, oh, that's a perfect video. I'm like, okay, that'll work perfect. So, yeah, it was like, it was just start with chapter one, and it went from there.
But now, that's a perfect illustration of what you're talking about when you're living by your heart, your intuition, when you're on the hero's journey. When I said it makes life magical, that's what the kind of magic that can occur, isn't it?
Yes, because it makes you laugh. Especially,
yeah.
That's a big thing. People are like, oh, my gosh, love your stories, love the book, and love the quotes. And that's like, how much time did you research? And I'm laughing. I'm like, basically not at all.
Yeah.
They just came
great.
To me.
You know, that's what happened here on this radio program. I'm in my 11th year now. And people go, how do you get to people? And I go, you know what? People are brought to me all the time. I'm booked through March already. And it's that same magic. It's like, please, let's do a show on this. Let's do a show on that. And it's really fun that it happens like that.
It's great.
Yeah. So, a hero focuses on raising his or her own energy vibration, and a hero allows others to be who they are, and a hero lives in the ways that are right for them to live. You say these things in the book, and my curiosity is high on, as you are traveling around talking to people about the hero inside of you, are people really open to this message?
Yes. Great question. I love that question. There's two reasons for that. Number one, when you talk to people from your heart, they're all ears. All ears. Even a part in a movie that all of a sudden goes to the heart, or something says from the heart, you catches your attention when you shift from your heart to your head to your heart. It's like the room goes quiet. And I talk from my heart. And the second thing is, we're having a huge, beautiful shift in this world right now.
Yes.
Huge shift in this world. And the shift is going towards what I call a hero, and there's many, many, many names for it. But it's basically becoming human beings again, becoming human and realizing, you know, wow, there's other humans in this whole world, and wow, just becoming part of it and becoming, what would be a word, just becoming together with one another and living and realizing, I'll tell you what it is, realizing that we can change this world. We can all do this. We can do this, and we all have it inside of us. Our purpose inside of us will be part of it to change this world for the better and make it more beautiful and make this so much better for our kids and children. But we're in the midst of that and going, I don't need no government. We can do this. And we can do this, and we're all starting to wake up to that, starting to wake up to a few things. We're starting to wake up and go look around and go, I don't know if I really like the world the way it is right now. There's good in it. There's beautiful, but it could be a lot better. And the second thing we're waking up to and going, I believe there's more to life. There's more to life than I've been told in these stories I've been told.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I do. And how wonderful. I'm just sitting here thinking about all the things that are going awry in the world, which as a therapist, I've learned that when a person goes to make major change, they fall apart first. And that's what seems to be happening in our world also. Almost like the falling apart is making room for us to be able to change the world for the better.
Yes. I hear that a lot myself. I don't pay too much attention to that, but yes, I'm hearing exactly what you're saying to some of my people I read and teachers, absolutely.
Okay. So now, mistakes. Most people do everything they can not to make mistakes, and yet you're advocating that making mistakes are part of a person connecting with the hero within, and this is the fifth way to find passion, purpose, and meaning, is to make mistakes. Explain that, would you please?
Oh my God, mistakes. No mistakes. You're not allowed to have any mistakes. I'm
right.
Joking. Again, big thing in our thinking and our conditioning. How our self-esteem is involved in mistakes, how everything's involved in mistakes. And when you start doing this, it's like anything else. You're going to have mistakes. It's how you learn. It's how we all learn by mistakes. And, of course, maybe at the time, at the moment you're having it, you might not be feeling that way, but it doesn't take too long to go, oh, okay, this is how I'm learning. This is how I'm experiencing this. And that this is how it's going to be. But the big thing is, don't let them stop you. Don't let mistakes stop you. Talk to anybody that's living a life you'd like to live or anything else, and ask them, have you made mistakes? And they'll probably bust out laughing. Hysterical. Hysterical. I mean, like, oh my gosh, yes, I wish I had a dollar for every mistake. Absolutely. And their only difference and their only secret is they kept going and going and going and learning from their mistakes and learning from their mistakes. It's funny. My wife actually had the show on last night. I don't know if you heard The Prophet. I think it's called The Prophet. Something like that. I happened to catch it. She had it on. And anyhow, he's a very successful businessman, and he was giving business advice to three peoples he was buying his business from. And what he said to all three of those people is, I guarantee you, I made more mistakes than all three of you put together. And this is a very successful businessman. So it's learn from them, experience. Do not allow them to stop you.
You know, you remind me, I met my husband, Bob, about 20 years ago. And in the early part of our relationship, he kept doing things that would annoy me. And when I would ask him about it, he'd say, well, I'm trying to save you from making a mistake here. And I would say to him, please do not take my mistakes away from me. My mistakes are how I learn.
Good for you. Good for you.
You have to fight for your mistakes sometimes,
yeah,
Tony.
To fight for that. You got some good ones today. I like that. Might be a quote I use. You have to fight for your mistakes, and which
That's
is a
right.
great mindset. Actually, it's a great mindset to have. It's like, because the opposite, the opposite where people are it stops people. Oh, my goodness. Even thinking of doing something, they know they're going to make mistakes. And again, how are they going to look? That how am I going to look? You know, it stops them dead in their tracks.
So in The Hero Inside You, you say that the way of the hero's way of being and of consciousness is love, peace, joy, compassion, service, kindness, harmony, and freedom for everyone and everything in the world. Now, you've spoken some about service and some of these, but the question is, how easy is that to do once you embrace the hero inside of you?
How easy is that to do?
That's or how hard, whichever way you want to look at it.
Yeah, like I said, there's definitely a journey, a challenging journey to get to it. But once you're there, it's pretty easy. Are you perfect? No. I mean, the best way I can say it, looking back to who I was, oh my goodness, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I mean, it's exponential how I exploded, how I'm so different. I will never, ever tell you I'm perfect. I'm never telling you I'm perfect. Do I get a little better every single day? Absolutely. And it's unbelievable. I think that's the best thing in the world is when you look backwards and go, you got to be kidding me. I was actually a bully. I actually used to, take my anger out on people in bar rooms, things like that. It's like, wow.
Don't even know that person anymore, do you?
No.
That's great. All right, so if there's one thing that our listeners can take away from this program where you're talking about the hero inside you, Tony, what do you want them to take?
Feelings. Start getting in touch with your feelings. It's the strangest, weirdest thing. Get in touch with your feelings. And I get asked this question a lot, and it leads me to your feelings. But the question is, does everybody have a purpose in life? And my answer to that is absolutely. And my second answer to that is this. Ask yourself or tell yourself, I don't have a purpose in life. I don't have a purpose in life. And see how you feel. It's starting to get in touch with your feelings. When I say that now, oh, goodness gracious, I hate when I have to say that. But it's learning to go with your feelings. And then feelings are telling you something. It's your soul giving you guidance. It's the same as how maybe if you're going, how you feel on a Sunday night or a Monday morning when you've been off all weekend and you're driving to work and you feel that, that sickness in your stomach. Here's your feelings. It's telling you something. Go. Yeah. So your feelings, there's gold in your feelings.
That's wonderful. That's a great way. There's gold in your feelings. All right. So I've been talking today with Tony Edgell. You can find him on the web at TonyEdgell.com, TonyEdgell.com. And the name of his book is The Hero Inside of You. And Tony, thank you so much for being my guest here on Full Power Living today. It's been a lot of fun talking with you.
Thank you so much. And I give 5 free videos on my website to find your purpose. But thank you so much.
Great. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Be sure to listen next week as we continue our exploration of heart with Baptiste Dupop, who is author of The Power of the Heart. That's Thursday, December 11th, 2014 at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and noon Eastern. Paul Johnson of Fresh Talk Media has been our producer today. Thank you, Paul. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
To Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.